Robert Swarbrick, age 88, retired fisherman of Fleetwood, Lancashire, in conversation with William Wright, age 62, retired fisherman, also of Fleetwood, recorded by Peter Wright on June the 10th, 1951.
I've been on Shoud, or I've been in McAlead Old, or I've been on Slaughter. And some said we've been on Stewens and on Shells, where they used to get a lot of souls. On the Slaughter, we used to go for ray, plenty of good ray. And in the hole, we used to get cod. And on the shoal, we used to get place flukes and gurnets and that. And in McAlead Hole, well, they were generally all grey gurnets. But we used to have to sort it out. Grey, yellow gurnets and place went as prime. Grey gurnets went as off-holes. Didn't only somewhere near basket. Yellow gurnets and place were sold so much as score. In weight, but ray and that was sold by so much a basket, so was grey gurnets, so was dogfish. Oysters were sold at,
counted them,
at 7 and 6 a hundred. 7 and 6 a hundred. For oysters, but you have to give good count. Once every quarter, there were 4 oysters over the 100 every time. And little oysters, well, they were kept in a bag separate. Then was always divided between the crew. Yeah, that would be stocker.
Stocker. What do you call it? Stocker. No, don't suppose you have, but I've had stocker.
Eh?
Stocker, it's what the it's a certain portion of cheaper part of the fish. It's shared, and it might go in 4 shares or 5. That if it went in 5, it'd be 1 for the boat owner and 2 or 4 for the men, a share each. The stocker didn't go in 7 shares, you see. The boat didn't claim any of that.
7 shares, 3 for the owner and the
4
lad,
for the men.
The lad's wages come out before the men's money was shared. And your food were paid for, spread out on table, your money. There you are, there's so much for food. A quarter of, I think, Swiss tobacco for each one. But they had to pay for their own tobacco, mind you, didn't they? but they used to use a quarter of a pound in a week. That were a shilling. Sometimes they used to take eggs out with them. And I used to make them noddin puddings. Have a big...
puddings.
I used to have a loaf tin. Mix up some potatoes and flour and put it in this here loaf tin. Then put 2 or 3 slices of good fat bacon on the top and stick the fork in and just where the fat could run in, that were a right good noggin puddings.